The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory be to you, Lord.
Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oils many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Christ, today's gospel tells us that Jesus has called each and every one of us, and he is sending us out two by two to go and preach the mercy of salvation. If we recall, when we are baptized, when the priest anoints our foreheads, there is a prayer the priest prays. He says, "By this anointing, Christ has made you a priest, a prophet, and a king." And as a prophet, you have to preach Jesus. So by Jesus sending out his disciples didn't mean that it is only the priest. Each and every one of us, he is calling us and he is sending us out. The only difference is we have a ministerial priesthood and ordinary priesthood. The ministerial priesthood is as a priest. The ordinary priesthood is the one you received. But the bottom line is, all of us, he has called us and he has sent us out to witness Christ. And we have to start from our various families. I know most of us, when our family members, when they see us going to church, they say, oh, he goes to church these days, he has repented. Do not worry about what they say, because it is Jesus that is calling you. So when you do what you do, by being steadfast in prayers, by going to church all the times, you are responding to this mission that we have accepted. So, my dear friends, let us not be deterred by what people say about our faith. Let us not be deterred when they try to pull us down because we are believers. Keep doing what you are doing, because you are responding to this mission. And always remember, as we read, Jesus gave the disciples the power. He transferred this power upon them to be strong and resolute, to go and to preach. He also gave them power over dominions, over the evil spirits, the devil. So when we realize that this has been given to us, that helps us to be courageous and not to be afraid as we embark on this mission of witnessing Christ. Never be afraid, because it is not you who is speaking, it is Christ speaking through you. What he needs is our availability. Do not say that, oh, I can't do it. It is not about you. The moment we make ourselves available, he will speak through us. The moment we make ourselves accessible, the Holy Spirit will speak through us. And I will always remind people, God will always equip those he chooses. If we are ready, he will equip us, and he will speak through us. So, be courageous. Do not be afraid.